Nepalese peacekeeper serving with the United Nations mission in South Sudan was shot and wounded by an SPLA soldier while travelling in a convoy in the town of Yei. The convoy was travelling from the UN base in Yei to collect water at about 8:30 a.m. An SPLA soldier started shooting in the air near the unmissed convoy of four vehicles, which included two water tankers. The soldier then shot directly at one of the vehicles, hitting the Nepalese peacekeeper in the leg, and then ran off into a crowd. The troops were unable to return fire as they did not want to risk injuring civilians. The peacekeeper was evacuated to the UN base before being airlifted to Juba for further medical treatment. The direct attack on UN peacekeepers here to help the people of South Sudan is unacceptable. The perpetrator must be found and held accountable by government authorities. This situation is evident of a lack of command and control of armed forces, which has resulted in unruly elements who continue to commit human rights abuses in the area, and it's beholden on the government to bring their forces under control. The morning's attack followed reports of fresh clashes between government and opposition forces in the area surrounding the Kajakeji town in central Equatoria. The ceasefire and transitional security arrangements monitoring mechanism, or CTSAM as it's known, has confirmed that it is investigating alleged violations of the ceasefire in the Yei area. Prior to the wounding of the peacekeeper, government soldiers had fired approximately 50 shots about 500 meters from the UN base in Yei at 5:20 a.m. in the morning. The signing of the revitalized peace agreement by all parties to the conflict 3 days ago heralded a time of optimism for the future. So it's disheartening that despite the new agreement, fighting is continuing in the central Equatorial region. All forces must disengage as required by the peace agreement and end the violence. The parties must also work together to build trust between themselves and with the people of South Sudan, who are suffering immensely from the ongoing conflict.